天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听《天路导向》节目，我是主持人何晨星。在2020年，新冠病毒疫情的爆发、洪水、山火、地震这些灾难接踵而至，让我们内心感到焦虑和恐惧，不知道未来将如何。确实，安心的倚靠神不是一件容易的事。即使我们祷告祈求，神仍然保持沉默。那我们该怎么做呢？让我们聆听麦克牧师的分享，透过使徒保罗在监狱5年的经历，让我们听听神是如何使用环境让爱他的人得益处。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are very pleased that you have tuned in today.
非常高兴你能收听这个节目。
Today, many people live their lives in anxiety and fear.
今天很多人生活在焦虑和恐惧之中。
They are constantly thinking about the worries that each new day will bring.
他们总是在担心新的一天所带来的忧虑。
We live a life filled with tension and stress.
我们的生活充斥着紧张和压力。
And when something goes wrong, we say, why did God do this?
如果出了什么问题，我们就会说，为什么神会这么做？
Why is God silent when I need him the most?
为什么我最需要神的时候，他却默不作声？
It is difficult for all of us to be able to rest in God.
对我们来说，安安心心的信靠神并不是一件容易的事。
And to be assured that God does not leave anything to chance.
我们很难相信神不会容许事情随意的发生。
Because God does not allow any of the details in your life to fall through the cracks.
因为神不会疏忽你生活中的任何一个细节而不加以理会。
God uses great things as well as small things to accomplish his purpose in your life.
神用大事也用小事来成就他在你生命中的旨意。
But the challenge for us is to trust him.
我们所面临的挑战就是要信任他。
Because you can be sure that even when God is silent,
你可以确信即使神保持沉默的时候，
He is using difficult circumstances to work together for good to them who love him.
他也正在使用困境让爱他的人得益处。
Because he is the God of circumstances.
因为他是掌管环境的神。
In Acts chapter 23,
在使徒行传23章,
we find the apostle Paul in a Roman prison in Jerusalem.
我们看到使徒保罗被关在耶路撒冷的监狱里。
Do you think Paul was thinking that God had forsaken him?
你觉得保罗是不是以为神已经抛弃他了呢？
Do you think he was discouraged?
你觉得保罗是不是很沮丧呢？
Do you think Paul was wondering why God is silent?
你觉得保罗是不是在疑惑神为什么保持沉默呢？
The Bible tells us that from the moment Paul was arrested in Acts chapter 21,
圣经告诉我们，在使徒行传21章，从保罗被捕的那一刻起，
he was never free man again.
他从此失去了自由。
And that's about a period of 5 years.
那大约有5年的时间。
But God did not condemn the apostle Paul for his thought of discouragement.
但神没有因为使徒保罗气馁而责备他。
Instead, the Lord came to encourage him.
相反的，主来到他的面前鼓励他。
And those 5 years became the most productive, influential 5 years of Paul's life.
而这五年也成为保罗生命中最有影响力、最有果效的五年。
Because 2,000 years later, we are blessed by those epistles that were written in the prison.
因为2000年后的今天，我们仍因这些他在监狱中写成的书信而蒙福。
Turn with me, please, if you have your Bible, to Acts 23, verse 11.
如果你手上有圣经，请和我一起翻开《使徒行传》23章第11节。
The Lord personally came to Paul and said, Take courage, Paul.
主亲自向保罗显现，并说，放心吧，保罗。
For as you have testified about me in Jerusalem,
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，
So you must bear witness in Rome.
也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
我亲爱的朋友，请留意，这极为重要的。
There are times in our lives when we are tempted to misunderstand the silence of God.
在我们的生命中，有很多的时候，我们被诱惑，对神的沉默产生误解。
There are days when we confuse the silence of God for lack of caring on His part.
很多时候我们弄不清楚，以为神的沉默就等于他不关心我们。
There are circumstances in life when we question the nearness of God to us.
在很多的境况下，我们会怀疑神是不是与我们同在。
While in reality, Acts 23:11 should teach us an important lesson.
事实上，《使徒行传》23章11节给我们上了重要的一课。
That God is never closer to His children than when they cannot see Him.
往往当神的儿女看不到他的时候，正是神离我们最近的时候。
How do we know that?
我们是怎么知道的呢？
Because His Word tells us so.
因为神的话语告诉了我们。
When Abraham was about to give up on the promise of God,
当亚伯拉罕快要放弃神的应许时，
God came to him and said, Don't be afraid.
神来到他身边，对他说，不要害怕。
God's word tells us that when Paul was discouraged in the prison,
神的话语告诉我们，当保罗在监狱里最沮丧的时候，
God came and said to him, Take courage, Paul.
神向他显现，并对他说，保罗，放心吧。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something that you must never forget.
我亲爱的朋友，我希望你一定不要忘记。
This promise of God to Paul is also for you.
神对保罗的应许也是对你的应许。
If you're going through a hard time,
如果你正面临困境，
If you're experiencing darkness in your life,
如果你在经历生活中的低谷，
If you are tempted to give up on God,
如果你遇见试探，正准备离弃神。
If you are wondering whether God has forgotten you,
如果你在疑惑，神是不是已经忘记了你。
God's words to Paul are meant to be for you.
神对保罗所说的，也就是对你说的。
His encouragement to Paul is his encouragement to you.
他对保罗的鼓励，也是对你的鼓励。
His promise to Paul is his promise to you.
他对保罗的应许也是对你的应许。
His nearness to Paul is an evidence of his nearness to you.
他与保罗同在，也证明了他与你同在。
When God is silent, he is working for you.
当神沉默的时候，他在做工。
He is letting things work out for your good and for his glory.
他允许事情的发生，是为了使你得益处，并彰显他的荣耀。
Secondly, when God is silent,
第二，当神沉默时，
He is even using the small things to accomplish His purpose and to protect you.
他甚至会用很小的事来成就他的旨意，并保护你。
When Paul was put in that Roman prison,
当保罗被送进罗马的监狱里，
There were a group of men in the city known as the Zealots.
那城里有一群人被称作狂热者。
And they were determined to take the law into their own hands.
他们下定决心要按照自己的意思来执行法律。
They wanted to kill the Apostle Paul.
他们想要杀害使徒保罗。
40 of them wanted to kill one man.
这四十个人想杀害一个人。
They took an oath that they would not eat, they would not drink, they will not rest until Paul is killed.
他们起了誓，若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝也不休息。
The zealots worked in secret.
这些狂热者在暗中行事。
They often disguised themselves and they never operate in the open.
他们常常伪装自己，从不在公共场合动作。
So they hatched this plot in secret to kill Paul.
所以他们在暗中筹划杀害保罗的阴谋。
Oh, but the all-knowing God was watching the plot.
但是无所不知的神一直在关注着这个阴谋。
He was hearing what was going on.
他聆听着整个事件的过程。
But he did not intervene supernaturally.
但他没有用超然的能力来干涉。
Do you think God could not swing his sword and kill all of them?
你以为神不能挥动他手中的剑杀了他们吗？
Sure he could have.
他当然可以。
But he didn't.
但是他没这么做。
He could have intervened supernaturally, but he didn't.
他可以使用超然的方式来干涉，但他没有。
But God allowed Paul's nephew to hear the plot and get the word to Paul.
不过神让保罗的外甥听到这个阴谋，并传话给保罗。
And Paul sends him to the Roman captain.
保罗派他去见罗马的千夫长。
And the plot was foiled.
阴谋就这样被识破了。
There is no telling how many times a day Satan uses people to cause us havoc in our lives.
我们无法知道撒旦每天要多少次的利用他人给我们的生活制造劫难。
There is no telling how many times a day Satan conspires to destroy the faithful servants of God.
也无法知道撒旦每天要多少次的运用阴谋摧毁神忠心的仆人。
There is no telling how many times a day our very lives are threatened.
也无法知道我们的生命每天要多少次的面临威胁。
There is no telling how many traps of temptation are set before us.
也无法知道有多少个试探的网罗设置在我们面前。
Only the watchful eye of our Heavenly Father knows.
只有一直在看守着我们的天父知道。
But the sovereign mercy of God foiled Satan's plot again and again.
神的大怜悯一次又一次地挫败了撒旦的诡计。
And the problem is that we just take it all for granted.
可问题是，我们往往习以为常，就不当回事了。
But listen to me, my listening friend.
但亲爱的朋友，请认真的听。
When you put on your spiritual eyes,
当你睁开属灵的眼睛，
you will recognize that there is an invisible war taking place.
你会看到一场无形的征战在进行。
And there is an army of demons plotting to destroy you.
魔鬼的军队在图谋毁灭你。
They conspire to get you to fall into temptation.
他们在筹划让你落入试探当中。
But when you cry to your heavenly Father,
但是当你向天父呼求，
He sends a mightier army of angels.
他会派出一支强大的天使天军。
He sends someone to foil Satan's conspiracy against you.
他会派人来摧毁魔鬼的阴谋。
And that happens time after time after time.
这样的事情每时每刻。都在发生。
Why does God protect us?
为什么神要保护我们呢？
So that he may give you another day to serve him.
因为他想再给你一天来服侍他。
So that he may give us one more day to glorify his name.
因为他要给我们多一天来荣耀他的名。
So that he may give you one more day to be faithful in serving him.
因为他要给你多一天来忠心地服侍他。
That is why I become so concerned when I see a person continuing to live for self.
这就是为什么我很关注这些人，那种一直为自己而活的人。
When I see a person who ignores the voice of God.
那种忽略了神的声音的人。
When I see a person disregard God's mercy.
那种漠视神的怜悯的人。
Because Paul said, if that attitude continues,
保罗说过，如果你一直保持那种态度的话，
God will take you home so that he may save your soul.
神就会带你回天家来挽救你的灵魂。
My listening friend, please listen to me.
亲爱的朋友，请留意听。
It all depends on whose hands we place our lives in.
这一切都是要看我们把自己的生命放在了谁的手中。
A handful of dust is worthless in our hands.
一把尘土在我们手中没有什么价值。
But in God's hands, the dust formed Adam.
但在神的手中，尘土做成了亚当。
A slingshot and 5 stones in our hands would be worth very little.
一个弹弓和五块石头在我们的手中所值甚少。
But in David's hand, God brought victory to a nation.
但在大卫的手中，神使用他给一个国家带来了胜利。
A staff in your hand might be worth a few dollars.
你手中的杖可能只值几块钱。
But in Moses' hand, it parted the Red Sea.
但在摩西的手里，他是红海分开了。
And so here we see Paul's nephew who was unnamed.
所以在这里我们看到保罗这位不知名的外甥。
But in God's hand, he saves the Apostle Paul.
但在神的手里，他救了使徒保罗。
When God is silent, he is using even the small things.
当神沉默时，他甚至可以使用很小的事情。
Thirdly, you can trust God because he is the God of circumstances.
第三，你可以信任神，因为他是掌管环境的神。
As you are listening to us by radio,
正如此时此刻，你在收音机旁收听我们的节目。
You may be thinking that your circumstances are working against you.
你可能认为你目前的处境对你不利。
And you are feeling that if circumstances were different in your life,
你可能觉得如果环境因素不同的话，
You could have done something great for God.
你就可以为神做一些了不起的事。
You could have triumphed over the difficulties that you are facing right now.
你可能已经克服了目前所面对的困难。
But let me tell you something very important.
但是让我来告诉你，这非常重要。
If you are a faithful, obedient child of God,
如果你对神忠心，是一个顺服神的孩子，
Your circumstances do not operate independently of God.
你所处的环境不会是神管不着的。
God is in control of your circumstances.
神仍然掌管着你的一切。
God is the master of your circumstances.
神是你环境的主宰。
Even when you know that you did some things to get yourself where you are.
即使你知道落到这步田地也是你自己造成的。
God's still the God of circumstances.
但神仍然是掌管任何环境的神。
And he uses your circumstances.
并且他在使用你所处的环境。
He is using them right now to weave his purpose in your life.
他现在就是按照他的旨意使用这些环境为你编制你的人生目标。
Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers.
约瑟曾被他的兄弟卖作奴隶。
And you say, why did God do that to an innocent man?
你会问，为什么神会如此对待一个无辜的人呢？
God didn't do it, but he did permit it.
这不是神的作为，但的确是他所允许的。
God was using the circumstances in Joseph's life.
神曾使用约瑟生命中的这些境况
to make Joseph the second most powerful man in the world.
把约瑟造就成当时世界上第二有权柄的人。
So that he may save a nation.
让他可以拯救他的民族。
So that the Messiah may be born out of that nation.
弥赛亚也因而从这个民族中诞生。
So that you and I may be saved today.
所以你我今天也因此而得救。
To the world, these were insignificant circumstances.
对世界而言，这些境况看来无关紧要。
But not to God.
但对神来说却是重要的。
Things may be happening in your life that don't make sense.
你生命中所发生的一些事情可能对你而言没有意义。
But they make sense to God.
但对神来说是有意义的。
I cannot tell you what God is doing in your circumstances.
我无法告诉你在你目前的境况中神的作为是什么。
But I know that God is doing something in your circumstances.
但我知道神正在做工。
And if you seem to be in darkness like Paul was,
如果你觉得你正处于黑暗中，就像保罗一样的，
God is leading you.
神正在带领你。
If you are discouraged like Paul was in that prison,
如果你觉得沮丧，就像保罗在监狱里一样。
God is weaving his plan in your life.
神正在为你的人生编织他对你的计划。
If your circumstances appear to be puzzling like that of Joseph,
如果你的环境如约瑟的遭遇一般使你感到杂乱迷惑。
God is putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
其实神正在一块块地拼起这幅拼图。
Even if you are disappointed and angry with God,
即使你对神失望、恼怒。
I know that he took all of that upon himself on the cross.
我知道他已经在十字架上为你承担了这一切。
The question is this.
而问题是
Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ?
你有没有将你生命的主权交给耶稣基督呢？
If you are living your life your way,
如果你还是按你自己的方式生活，
Don't expect God to weave the circumstances into a beautiful tapestry.
就不要指望神把你所处的境况编织成一幅美丽的图画。
He only does that with his children.
他只为属他的儿女编织。
But today you can come to the Lord and ask to be his child.
但今天你就可以来到神的面前请求成为他的儿女。
You can say to him,
你可以对他说，
Lord, I have been living my life my way for far too long.
主啊，长久以来，我都是采取我行我素、偏行己路的方式生活。
Today I surrender to you.
今天我愿意向你降服。
Help me make sense of my circumstances.
求你帮助我，让我所处的环境变得有意义。
Because I know that you are the God of the circumstances.
因为我知道你是掌管一切环境的神。
And I pray this in your name, Jesus.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, after you have prayed this prayer with us,
在你和我们一起这样祷告之后，
it is our request and our desire is that you would write to us and you tell us.
我们邀请你，也渴望你能写信告诉我们。
There are many people who are praying for you on a regular basis around the world.
全世界有很多人在持续地为你祷告。
And they get very encouraged when they get news and letters from you.
如果能从你的来信中得到回应，他们会大受鼓舞。
So I look forward to getting your letters.
因此我盼望能收到你的来信。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，人生就像一块块拼图，如何才能拼出美好的图画呢？如果我们不能安下心来慢慢的整理，可能就拼不出 一个美丽的图案。亲爱的朋友，如果你愿意将你的生命的主权交给耶稣基督，神会带领你，他会为你的人生编织美好的计划。只要我们愿意降服于主，顺服主的带领。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来信与我们分享您收听天路导向节目的感动和感受。我们的电邮是导向汉语拼音@良友.net， 就是 DAOXIANG@良友.net， 或发短信13229966122，注明导向。另外，我们也将提供免费两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》。来信请注明《天路导向小册子》，您便可获得。好，感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
打开心门来接受。